Identification.
Oh, identification. Yes. Very good.
Business.
Excellent. We better give the word away here. What is it?
Yes. Yeah, we better give it away or we'll get carded. The word is card.
You just made me think of Q as another one. A Q card.
Yes.
Well,
and I use flashcards a lot in my classroom to teach languages, and even with my private students and online, I have thousands of flashcards that I use with pictures and different things on them, so I don't have to use English when I'm teaching another language, or use the other language when I'm teaching English.
Flashcards still work very well. They've stood the test of time, haven't they?
They sure have, and they're so much easier than messing around with some of the technology things that don't come up half the time. When sometimes PowerPoint is powerless. It's just good to be able to pick up a stack of them and not have to turn anything on or, cue in anything.
I like the notion of PowerPoint being powerless sometimes. It can be. It can be difficult. Tim thought lapse, key lapse, note lapse, and time lapse. Jacob also thought of signature. And we also had another guess of less, noteless, keyless, and timeless. But once we gave some additional clues, that kind of narrowed it down a bit.
Yes, I wanted to redeem myself after that abysmal performance with the Soundhound. I hope he forgives me.
Oh, the Soundhound is fine. He's snoozing over in the corner. Or
well, that's good. I can hear him snoring.
Yeah, I'd wake.
He used to snore like that. But the horseshoe, it has been years, and I don't know. I guess it always landed in the weeds, so it never made that sound for me.
Yeah, it's possibly a sound you've never heard before, depending on how well you play. Well, thank you, Carla. It's good to talk to you.
You have a good day, and your show gets my weekend off to a good start.
Thank you, and you sound wonderful. Thank you for being with us, Carla. It's so good to hear your voice. Tommy in North Chesterfield got it, as did Linda, half of the dynamic duo, and Jim in Blackridge. There are birthdays to celebrate. Card, the answer we were looking for. Although we did hear some great alternatives. Shall we begin the birthdays? Let's do so. Happy birthday today to Max of Souderton, Pennsylvania, from Mom and Dad. Why, my little grandnephew Brock, and Ricky's too. Of Canfield, Ohio, celebrates quarter century, if I'm doing my math correctly. Happy birthday, Brocky, from Ricky and me and your whole family. And Gracie, happy birthday to you from your family on the 15th. On the 16th, we have Michael of Bradford Woods from Maria and your parents. Isaac of Katanning from Chloe, Abby, Trent, and family. Julian of Blackridge from Mom and Dad. Jim of Greensburg from Peggy and Emma. John from Robert and Rita. And Chloe. On the 17th, Linda from Leonard. Abigail of Brentwood. David Coltis. Billy from Karen and Rachel. Lily of Latrobe from Christy and Dan. And Sarah of Monessen from Steve, Chelsea, and Melissa. Melissa. Beautiful spelling of the name. On the 18th, Ed of Cheswick from Lorraine, Bethann, Brian, Janine, Julie, and family. Also on the 18th, Colin from Mom and Dad and your grandparents. And Coco! Happy birthday, Coco! Actually, it's Happy Gotcha Day. A member of Jim and Nicolette's family. The day Coco became a part of the family. On the 19th, we have Rose of Allison Park from Mom, Dad, and Audrey. Fred of Crescent from son Fred and wife Shirley, John of O'Hara from Amy and Mike, Stacy from Erica and Jonathan of the South Side, Nikki from Susie, Karen from the Reckless family, and Tyler of Lawrenceville. Happy birthday to each of you. On the 20th, Tiffany of Westview from Dwayne, Gabriel and Zoe, Elizabeth from Chelsea Dad and Friends and Mars, twins Kirk and Kyle, Samuel from Teresa, and a few more. On the 21st, we have Luke of Fort Mill, South Carolina, from Stephen, Rob from daughter Lily and son David, Jim of Pittsburgh, Clara of Bethel Park for mom, dad, and Holly, Destiny of Baldwin from your family, and finally Gussie of Verona for mom, dad, and sister Emily. Those all on the 21st. Incidentally, next week we will celebrate together, as we always do. Even though Ricky and I will take a day off, we'll have birthdays the Saturday of or before they occur, and we'll celebrate those together next week, even though we'll be ourselves taking a little bit of a break. How do you even do this birthday thing? Is it a private club? Ben, more information if you please.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
I wanted to double check Sharon. Russ tells me by email, we only just got this, Ricky, that your birthday is February 20th. So happy birthday to you. I have it here in an email. I don't want to spoil any surprises, but happy birthday to Sharon. If you include the birthday person's address when you sign them up, we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRTP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, Keysport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Sun, I'll be sitting in the evening come, watching the ships roll in. yeah, sitting on the dock of the bay.
Version of that song, Tommy Emmanuel, along with J.D. Simo and Doc of the Bay. We are getting ready to play Guess Who on today's Saturday Light Brigade, one of our favorite games. We'll give you the initials in just a moment.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyperlocal e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
If you missed any features from last week, we're pleased to let you know that they are available at slbradio.org/catalog, including on our segments with New Horizon Theater, jazz vocalist Fat Man D, the teen brass band The Spit Valves, and Dan Petrich. You'll find them all right there at slbradio.org/catalog. Now it's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials and invite you to guess who they belong to. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living, somebody no longer living, perhaps somebody from the world of music, theater, other entertainment, or somebody from history. Or it could be somebody from literature. Who knows? It's a name you've probably heard before. This week's Guess Who initials? S.P. S.P. That's S as in South Park, and P as in Park Place. S.P. P 412-200-5975. Let the guessing begin. Again, the initials S-P. S-P. You may guess as many times as you would like to, and as you guess, I will do my best to let you know how other people are guessing. Oh, I like these first two guesses that have come in. Both tributes to military people. Sergeant Pepper and Sergeant Preston. This is from Tom. He's got a number of other ones guessed, too. Guess of Steve Pellegrino. And I do see the right answer on his list. Tom came up with quite a few. I'll share more of those as time goes on. Nick in New York City has quite a few as well, including Sam Peckinpah. Oh, and Sweet Pea, the character from Popeye. Scotty Pippen. Skinny Pete from Breaking Bad. Nick and Susan together come up with some great lists. I don't think I see the correct answer. Let me just double check here. Steve Perry. Scott Pilgrim. I'll read more of these as the morning goes on. I do not see the correct answer there. Sidney Poitier, guessed by Jim in Crafton Heights, not him. 412-200-5975. John and Carrick has Sidney Poitier. Here comes James in Freiburg. Sidney Pollock. Big Steve Parrish. Scott Pilgrim. Sarah Palmer. Stephen Perkins. And Steve Perry. None of those, but those are all good guesses. And I hope you'll continue guessing. That's from James in Freiburg. Trish. Good morning, Trish. Trish generally is in the Cook Forest when we hear from her. And she has got a guess of Suzanne Fleshette. Such a great deadpan actress when she played the wife of Dr. Robert Hartley, the Bob Newhart character. She was Emily in the show called The Bob Newhart Show. Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania has Sarah Palin, or Palin. You say Palin, I say Palin. She also has Sydney Poitier. And Matt has a name I do not know. Stephen Pastis, a cartoonist and former lawyer. Oh, wow. The creator of Pearls Before Swine. I didn't know that. I didn't know you could be a former lawyer either, but that's great. Steve or John and Carrick has a guess of St. Patrick. Bill has a guess of Sarah J. Parker. Ross has Sarah Palin, Sean Penn, Sarah Parker, and Suzanne Plachette. John has Sean Penn, as does Zach, plus Sylvia Platt. David, who is in Franklin, is that correct? And has a guess of Suzanne Plachette. Well done, but not her, but a good guess. A lot of calls and a lot of guesses coming in. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. A listener in Lamartine, Pennsylvania, just guessed Super Pudge. I think that guess is from Pudge. It's not Super Pudge. What a great action hero that would be. The posable Super Pudge. Sam Phillips guessed by Bruce and Ingram. Rich in Freeport, you're the second person to come up with the correct answer. Well done. Alan is in Squirrel Hill. Sarah Jessica Parker is Alan's guest. Sylvia Plath from John and Carrick. And Caden says it's the whole community of South Park. Well, not that. And he has a made-up guest. Caden and I play a game each week where he comes up with a name and it's up to me to figure out who the person is. It's sort of reverse bizarro. Guess who? His made-up name is Stephen Pickpo. Stephen Pickpo. Turn to Stephen Pickpo when you want to stop a pickpocket. Stephen Pickpo gets to the pickpocket before the cat can happen. Ask for Stephen Pickpo, the best way to shave the cat off of the pickpocket. Stephen Pickpo. Look for him by name. Thank you, Caden. John in Economy Borough has the correct answer. And also Suzanne Plachette, and one I need to look up, Simon Pegg, actor and comedian. Whose birthday was yesterday. Not him, however. Susie has Sarah Jessica Parker. She is in Alexandria. Russ has St. Patrick. John and Carrick has the correct answer. And here is Barbara in Highland Park. Oh, what a good guess. Sergey I should be able to pronounce this better, Prokofiev, the composer. Not Sergey. So we still have only had a few correct answers I worked through some more. Annie has Sydney Poitier. Oh, John and Carrick has Slim Pickens. Alan adds Sam Phillips. John and Carrick adds Stone Phillips, who I think was a newscaster, right? Now, Pudge, I hope you're listening. Mr. and Mrs. Pudge in Lamartine, Pennsylvania. All the way out in eastern PA, not far from Philly. And he writes, I have no idea what Pudge actually looks like, but I have a wonderful image of Super Pudge that I'm thinking of. I did too. Super Pudge would come to your rescue 24/7 all the way with his superpowers. Trish just came up with Stephanie Powers. John and Addie of East Deer mentioned Snagglepuss, the Hanna-Barbera cartoon character. A good guess. And Aline in Maine is starting to reach for whoever she can find at this point. Silly Putty, her guess. And Alan at the very same time. So Alan is in Squirrel Hill. And Aline is in Maine at 9:18 and 40 seconds. Aline, I guess, Silly Putty. And 11 seconds later, Alan guessed Silly Putty. That's the synchronicity of the Saturday Light Brigade. Bill and Sheridan just guessed Sergeant Preston. King was his dog, right? King, along with Sergeant Preston, not him. And Mike and Mars is going to make me look up a name that I half recognize. Saul Panzer. The character in a number of Nero Wolf books. Steve Pellegrino was guessed by a number of people. Here's a guess of San Pellegrino, which I think is a brand of sparkling water. Here come Dan and Kathy in Grove City office. So your guess is one of the reasons I love being with you Saturday morning. Not just you, Dan and Kelly, but everyone. And sometimes a guess for a puzzle comes out of nowhere, and it's like, why didn't we make it this? Maybe we should have. Shirley Partridge. That's a great guess. It's not who it is. And Mike and Mars guesses Shirley Partridge. Gosh. Let's see. 9:22:43. Okay, I don't have the exact timestamp, but their guesses were within about 20 seconds of each other. So we'll give you a dual credit for Shirley Partridge. Gosh, that's funny. Alan has the League of Super Pets. Caden says Samantha Phillips. Patrick has Sean Penn, Summer Phoenix, and Susie Plaxen. Let me go back and share Nick and Susan's early guesses. And those from Tom that I didn't share earlier. Tom also had St. Peter and St. Paul and Samuel Pepys. Sidney Pollack. These are ones I think I missed from his list. And Nick and Susan, I think I shared most of yours. Sarah Paulson, Sky Pilot, Sidney Pollack, Scottie Pippen, Scarlet Pimpernel, and I have to repeat Skinny Pete from Breaking Bad. Trish has a guess of Sean Penn. Gail adds Sergei Prokofiev, Sean Penn, Simone Perez, Selena Perez, Sean Paul, Sidney Pollack, and Sancho Panza. A relatively small number of correct answers, the initials SP, SP. And if I could try to help you come up with the correct answer, let's see how I would pitch this to you. Nah, that wouldn't work, but my pitch would probably involve the cities of Mobile, Alabama, and Cleveland, Ohio, but also Pittsburgh as well. I'm going to leave it open for you to see if you might know the correct answer. 412-200-5975. I think I made a decent enough pitch.
To do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movies are gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. I hope you'll come and see me in the movie, then I know that you will plainly see ever hit the big time. All I gotta do is act naturally. About a man that's sad and lonely, begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. Movies are gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. I hope you come and see me in the movie, then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big toy. All I gotta do is act naturally. 2, 3, 4. All I gotta do is act naturally.
There you've got Netsky and Mojo with Act Naturally. And all of a sudden, a lot of phones text messages came, and somehow I think Annie got the correct answer. Something I said must have helped a little bit. A correct answer from John and Addie in East Deer, Alan in Squirrel Hill, Mike in Mars, Jim in Black Ridge had a guess of Sam Peckinpah, Jim in Crafton Heights, and Bill came up with the correct answer. Bruce came up with it, and Bill said my hint was right down the middle of the plate. Thank you. Jim in Crafton Heights got the correct answer. And, oh, interesting. Russ said, is it Skeens, comma, Paul, as in today's pitching great. But no, we were looking for Satchel Paige. Satchel Paige. And the early correct answers, in addition to those I mentioned, Tom in McCandless, also Rich in Freeport, John in Economy Borough, and John in Carrick. Satchel Paige, an amazing human being who did not get into the majors. I just had his biography up on screen here, and as often happens after Guess Who, I have so many windows open I can barely keep track. But he ended up playing a long, long time. He was born in 1906. He died at the age of 75, and his career highlights. Where are my notes? So many notes, so little time. You know what? I'm going to look for my notes so I can share them with you more efficiently. As I tell you, you are listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
You know, Diz, I got a taste for the good life. And I don't want to be no fool. So I sat down and I came up with these six basic rules. Avoid fried meats, which angry up the blood. The body is a temple, a palace for the soul. It's a Lincoln Continental. You got to treat it like 24 karat gold. If your stomach disputes you, lie down and pacify it with cool thoughts. You're floating down the river in your red canoe. A pretty gal right by your side, the one that thanks the world of you. Keep the juices flowing by jangling gently as you move. Jangle gently. It's elementary. Go light on the vices such as carrying on in society. The society ramble ain't restful. Boozing, cruising, them uptown women can bring you down. Avoid running at all times. Say now, what's your hurry? No harm in being late. Just make sure when you get there, you got the goods and you're worth the wait. And don't look back, something might be gaining on you. Get up every morning and lace up those old shoes. Make that slow walk to the mound and show the world what you can do. Well, Well, now you got the picture, the wisdom from the sage, clear and cool, six basic rules, yours truly, Satchel Paige.
Satchel Paige, today's Guess Who, and well done if you came up with him. He made his major league debut after years in the Negro Leagues at the age of 42. Many thought he would be the first to break the color barrier of the time, but he was passed over in favor of Jackie Robinson, who was younger. It took over a year for Satchel Paige to become part of the majors. He was the first black player admitted to the Major League's Hall of Fame. His career spanned 5 decades all together, beginning with the Mobile Tigers in 1924. And that debut in 1948 in the National League when he was 42 was with Cleveland. And he continued to play until the age of 59. Isn't that something? And that last game was with the Kansas City Athletics. Really a tremendous life, worth reading more about him. Satchel Paige. Today's Guess Who answer. Well done if you were able to come up with him. There's still time to check out a play running at New Horizon Theater this weekend.
New Horizon Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, celebrating over 30 years of professional live theater reflecting African-American points of view. New Horizon Theater presents Feed the Beast, the Tuskegee experiment on the unethical treatment of 5 unknowing participants in this secret study. Feed the Beast runs from February 13th through February 23rd at the Pittsburgh Public's Helen Wayne Rao Hall, 621 Penn Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. More details available at newhorizontheater.org.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Now we are going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. We are going to play a game. That features words that have the letters D, E, and T at the end. A lot of people have Monday off as a national holiday called President's Day, and we thought we'd feature words ending in those four letters. They can be of any length. And it's up to you to see if you can come up with the correct answer. Every word simply has to end with those letters. And here are your first clues. Reporter. The word, the clue is reporter. And your second clue is Mickey or Minnie. Mickey or Minnie. 412-200-5975. Good luck. By the way, thank you for all of the text messages you perhaps have sent, as well as phone calls and emails. We can't always get back to all the text messages that come in so quickly. Alan points out Satchel Paige was part of the superstar lineup for the Pittsburgh Crawfords that led them to several championships. Bill noted that he had a chance to visit the Negro League Hall of Fame and Museum in Kansas City. Pittsburgh played a very prominent role with the Crawfords and the Homestead Grays. Kansas City had the Monarchs. I'd like to go to that museum. Kathy came up with our first two answers. The reporter is a correspondent. And Mickey or Minnie, Trish got this one too. They are examples of a rodent. Zach also knew we were looking for a rodent. And Gail, new correspondent, Mike and Mars, knew them both. Gail knew rodent, too. And Zach came up with the other. Jim and Blackridge came up with rodent. Elaine and Maine got both of those early beginnings. Caden knows that Mickey and Minnie are rodents. Very good, Caden. Proud of you. He came up with, or Annie came up with correspondent. Bruce has them both. Here is another one for you. The clue is crash. Crash. And the clue to the second word is precursor. Precursor. Again, each answer has to end in D-E-N-T. And we have the clue of crash and the clue of precursor. Here's another one that comes in from another brigadier. Staff physician. That's a great one. That one from Mark in Lawrenceville. Staff physician. Funny. A few people think that crash is simply dent, but now I have another word that has some more letters in front of dent. Gail got it, and so did Trish. Another clue for the word I gave crash is the clue to Mike said you could also say dent creator for that clue. Dent creator. Jim got the answer to that. And precursor, Kathy got that. Precedent. Precedent. Zach knew accident was the crash we were looking for. Accident. Feel free to challenge me with your own word that ends in D-E-N-T. Gail got antecedent. Oh, and precedent. Precedent or antecedent both work for precursor. Aline got antecedent. Caden guessed that crash was accident. Well done. And Annie knows a precursor is a precedent. Nice teamwork again. Susie came up with precedent. Oh, and the staff physician. That, did you get that one? That is a resident. Gail also got that one, as did Jim in Blackridge, and Trish in Cook Forest. Sharon, because words are her thing, came up with accident, antecedent, and resident. Staff physician is a resident. Annie got that. Zach adds Poseidon's staff. Huh. Poseidon's staff. This would all be... Boy, I don't know what that would be. Some Poseidon's staff, I'm thinking a ship, of water, or is something having to do with water. Poseidon's staff, I have no idea what that would be. So please feel free to take a guess on that one. Here's another clue for you, which is simply careful. Careful. And we'll add to this clue. Let's see. Oh, I just had it in my head and I let it go. Let me give you one more here. And again, you can challenge us on your own if you care to. 412-200-5975. I had one on the tip of my tongue. Let me go back to my list here. Okay, the clue for this one would be avid. Avid or passionate. Avid or passionate. Oh, very, let's see, Mike gives obvious, oh, evident, is that right? Evident? As the answer to obvious. Oh, the crew is trident. And Gail has that also. Richard from the north side, Jim in Blackridge, Alan, Susie in Alexandria. I was not thinking of a physical staff as much as I was thinking of the group of people that would work on the boat. And the only word I could think of was overconfident. Caden and Annie both knew trident was the right answer. Jeff and Maine got it. Gail and Stantonites knew that careful is prudent. Russ and Sharon have trident too. And Susie got the one I just gave out, the one for avid. Or passionate. That word, ardent. Ardent. Thank you for playing along. I've had this song in the back of my mind for a few weeks now, and we, for whatever reason, have not been able to get to it. I want to be sure we get to it today. Legendary Carnegie Tech professor of architecture, Robert Schmertz, wrote this song in Pittsburgh, and follow the story along. I think you'll like it.
She was born in an old Monessen alley, and her ma and her pa, they call her Sally. She grew up to be the pride of the valley, a typical Monongahela gal.
By
steaming by
toss and turn, the water at her stern. That sound stepping light as a thistle reached up and took the boat of Stanley's hand.
Today we have
have it, Robert Schmertz and company. That's a rare recording, Monongahela Sow, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSJ, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLB Radio. .org/radio.
Church bells sounding, dark clouds on the mountain, dog in the pantry acting strange. My old man's calling, each day a new problem, only the worrying don't change. Bolt on the back door and a rocker on the porch, where I rock my cares away. Hearts fall, troubles rise, hopes dim and rain dries, old time music's here to stay. Keeps my hands from my glen and takes me back when I was young. When I'd see some hobo picking on his banjo, I'd plug my ears and run. That electrified guitar I bought in 84 sits back in the closet these days. And to watch the years unreeling, the more I get the feeling old time music's here to stay. Kept less than half of what I pressed in my poor unwilling brain. But when those old songs get down in your bones, you just let your fingers play. Oh, living much makes you humble, everything built just crumbles, but old time music's here to stay.
Robbie Foulkes at the Saturday Light Brigade. Old time music's here to stay. Now, I hope you